Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, Christmas Eve morning 2021. Getaway Friday, December 24th, 18 minutes past the hour. And we are having a great time here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Sean Kraft joining me in studio, and we did get a message there during the break. I want to mention to everybody that the Epworth Methodist Church is having their Christmas Eve dinner tonight from 4 to 5:30, and that will be takeout tonight. And I hear Santa Claus will also be making a stop at Epworth. So Epworth Methodist Church Christmas Eve dinner, 4 to 5:30 p.m. And it is takeout this year here in Marion. So don't miss that. Now we're doing Christmas trivia here on WWGH Radio. We only got four names in the first hour, but we thank Pastor Craig for stopping by. And there will be a show on Sunday, 11:10 a.m. Study His Word with Pastor Craig. So don't miss that, a show on forgiveness as we head into the 2022, year of 2022. So don't miss that. We thank him for stopping by. But since we talked to Pastor Craig, we're going to continue adding names to our Christmas trivia competition here. We've got four in. I think two for Larry at this point and two for Scott. And we've also got a fruitcake to give away. And we're going to have live Christmas music throughout the next 2 hours performed by Carolyn Heimlich. So before we go to Carolyn here for our first song, let's get another Christmas trivia question out there. What are the two most popular names for Santa Claus? And Santa Claus is not one of them. What are the two most popular names for Santa Claus? That's one of the questions. The other question is, Elvis isn't going to have a white Christmas. He's going to have a what kind of Christmas? Two easy questions here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we've got a Claxton fruitcake that we're going to give away this morning. We've also got some tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which, by the way, run through January the 2nd. You won't want to miss that. So all kinds of stuff going on here at WWGH Radio. But the trivia questions are, what are the two most popular names for Santa Claus, and what kind of Christmas will Elvis be having this year? Go ahead, caller.
Would that be a blue Christmas?
It would be a blue Christmas. Do you like Elvis's blue Christmas?
Oh, heck yeah. That's a good one.
Now, do they got you working today?
You know, I actually am at work today. Isn't that crazy?
On Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I just have to check up on the building. I'm maintenance supervisor. Make sure everything's good to go before I head out for the weekend.
Well, at least you get to listen to us.
That's right.
That's right. All right. Well, we'll put you in the drawing. Do you like fruitcake?
Honestly, I've never had fruitcake. So.
Well, yeah, you could win a fruitcake, or you could win four passes to the Columbus Zoo, which people forget they run through January the 2nd, so there is that.
Yeah, actually, I won a couple tickets back in November. Or so December, and we went last weekend. It was a good time.
Isn't it a lot of fun down there at the zoo?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little, you know, crowded and had a little anxiety, but not too bad, really.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Well, hey, stick with us here this morning. Good to hear from you.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Ryan gets in the drawing here this morning. Yes, Elvis will have a blue Christmas. Absolutely. 740-383-9944. Again, the other question is, what are the two most popular names for Santa Claus? We don't have that answered yet. Well, maybe this person has the answer coming down. Go ahead.
Would one of the names be Kris Kringle?
One is Kris Kringle. Do you know the other one?
St. Nick?
St. Nick, you got it. Kris Kringle and St. Nick. Who are we putting in this morning?
Put Mary Kay down.
Mary, how's she doing this morning?
Oh, she's doing laundry and pulling her hair out because the family's coming in.
Oh, is it a big Christmas Eve celebration or Christmas Day or
yes.
Both?
Both.
Oh, man. Has Santa Claus come to your house?
No, he only goes to the nice house. Well, he may give her stuff, but I know I'm not getting much. not being on the naughty list.
Well, hey, stick with us here this morning. Good to hear from you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, now we got Marion. Now, we're going to go to Carolyn here in a second, but I'm going to throw two questions at you. Then we're going to go to Carolyn. If you call in while the music's playing, just stay on the line. We will get to you. Here's the next two questions. What do people traditionally put on top of their Christmas tree? That's one of the questions. What do people traditionally put on top of their Christmas tree? In Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind? Those are the two questions, 740-383-9944. What do people traditionally put on top of the Christmas tree? And in Home Alone, where are the McAllisters headed when they leave Kevin behind? Go ahead, caller.
An angel.
An angel. You got it. Thanks, Judy.
Goodbye.
All right, Judy Summers gets in this morning. All right, Carolyn, let's hear our first Christmas tune here on WWGH Radio. Nice. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It certainly is here. Now, again, the trivia question, thank you, Carolyn. Trivia question here right now. In Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind? That's the question, 740-383-9944. We had somebody call in there with the answer. If that was you, call back in. And here's another one for you. In the classic Christmas movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Grinch was described with these three words. What are they? What three words describe the Grinch? 740-383-9944. Here comes a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Did you get the top of the Christmas tree?
We did. We got an angel. How was the music? You listening?
My car's having a little bit of trouble, Scott, so I took a little ride around the block. And I'm in the house now, but I'm going to say a star. I said an angel, and I'm going to say a star for the second thing.
No star, no.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
I just had the radio on a short while, and I was stopped, so I thought I'll call in. So,
hopefully things get better with your car.
Oh, the flooding basement, you name it. I don't need anything else.
Uh-oh, you're having quite a Christmas, huh?
Yes, one to remember.
Okay,
I'm listening now. Goodbye.
Stay well. Bye-bye. Are listening now. Goodbye. Okay. 740-383-9944. The trivia. I tell you, the holidays stress people out. I'm telling you, it's a thing every year. It's a very stressful time of year for people.
Well, I hope everything gets better for her.
Or her basement flooded.
Her car is not working right.
It's very difficult.
You know, this music is putting me in a good mood right now.
Well, I like hearing it in the background as we talk. It's very nice. Christmas music does that to people. Hopefully it'll cheer people up who are having a little bit of a rough Christmas morning here.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones here and see if we've got a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
The three words to describe the Grinch are stink, stank, and stunk.
Stink, stank, and stunk. Now, you knew that one.
Well, yeah, he's one of my favorites.
Yeah, the two names for Santa Claus, you could have bypassed right over that, but you got Stink, Stank, and Stunk right on the money.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing I keep forgetting when I call in is when I was a kid, being raised Baptist, we didn't drink, but with fruitcakes, my family used to pour, and I don't remember if it was brandy or rum or something, they put some kind of alcohol over it to kind of loosen it up and make it taste a little better, and but I don't remember exactly what kind of alcohol they poured on it.
I put a ball peen hammer over mine to loosen it up. That's how you do it. Are you enjoying the music here this morning?
Yeah, but we always like listening to you.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. My voice people have often said my voice is harmony. Thank you.
Well, you do have a face for radio.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I tell you, boy, people are Christmassy this morning, aren't they? Put Mary in again. Yeah. Mary's in again. Stink, stunk for the Grinch. All right, the other Christmas question still out there. In Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin McAllister behind? Where are they headed on vacation for?
And, I love that movie, by the way.
Oh, it's a very, very popular movie.
Yeah.
And the other question here, in which modern-day country was St. Nicholas born? How about that?
Do you know you could rent a house out and stay in it for a night?
The Home Alone house?
Yeah,
I think it's in Chicago.
Yeah.
In which modern-day country was St. Nicholas born? Do you know your Santa Claus trivia? I don't know if people refer to Saint Nick as Santa Claus. I think there's a little bit of a derivation there.
I always call Santa Claus.
Saint Nick was a real person, and Santa Claus is a real person, but I'm not sure if they're the same person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
One's the father, one's the child.
I'm not really sure what somebody'd have to watch the history of Christmas on that.
Yeah.
In which modern day country was Saint Nicholas born? And the other question, in Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind? Christmas Eve show here on WWGH Radio, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Germany. I don't think it's right.
We're saying. Not Germany, but a good guess. You enjoying the music?
Yes. Yep. I got settled down here now.
All right. Well, you just relax. It's Christmas Eve, and we'll have a good time.
Okay, then.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. No, it is not Germany. Not Germany. In which modern-day country was St. Nicholas born? In which modern-day country was St. Nicholas born? And in Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin McAllister behind? I always like the second version better. Go ahead, caller.
Turkey.
Turkey, you got it. Absolutely. You know, now, St. Nick, he was, he took care of the kids, did he not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
How's your Christmas Eve, Ernie?
Good.
Good. I'm glad. You enjoying the music?
I am.
Well, I'm glad you're out there. Thanks, Ernie.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Ernie goes in the drawing. Might win the fruitcake here. Turkey is where St. Nick was from. In Home Alone, where were the McAllisters going on vacation when they left poor Kevin McAllister behind? Let's see here. Let's get another question going. Which Christmas song contains the lyric, "Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way"? What Christmas song is that? 740-383-9944. Sean Kraft in studio. Carolyn Heimlich providing the music this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Paris?
I believe it was Paris. I believe you've got that right. How's it going this morning, Ralph?
Pretty good. Trying to get things in order before the grandbabies and them come over.
Now, have you been out tossing any fruitcakes this morning?
No, I haven't practiced for a while.
But you had a 75-foot practice, right?
A what?
A 75-foot practice?
Breakfast.
Well, no, it was a practice throw, right?
Oh, practice, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I keep doing it when I do it, but mine broke all the pieces and I got crumbs.
Well, hey, you might win a good one today.
But that exploded open on that last one. I come up there and threw it across the driveway and everything, and it exploded and went into crumbs. It opened right up and blowed open.
You know, I cannot believe a fruitcake exploded. I've been trying to explode this one for weeks, but I can't get it done.
Well, you got to figure after a few throws like I did, I imagine I had to do something.
Yeah, exactly right. I went out and banged this one on the driveway, and I couldn't get anything.
Hey, I wanted to say something.
Yes, go ahead.
Pastor Craig said something Friday about being a friend of the, glad to be a friend of the station and all that.
Right.
I said, well, we was friends in the other way. You're a household name, and everywhere we go, you're always in the conversation. And I mentioned some people the other day that they didn't even know, like, you existed. So I told them who you was and learned how to advertise because they had that food giveaway at Victory Church.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know you had existed. So I explained everything to them, how when they got ready and to get hold of you and advertise.
Well, I appreciate that.
But I said, we're friends in another way. It's just that you're a household name, so.
Well, I appreciate it, and I feel the same way. Merry Christmas, Ralph.
Merry Christmas. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, you didn't know that about me, Sean, did you?
I learned something new.
You learned something new. Household name. A lot of people celebrating Christmas with us this morning,
yeah.
Which is a lot of fun. Ralph is in there.
Yeah.
Now, he did get that one right. They were going to Paris, the McAllister family. How about that? Good movie. All right, we're getting another call here. Maybe they know. Go ahead, caller.
I will not only answer the question, Scott, I'm going to give an extra credit answer.
Let's see what you got, Adam.
It's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee, whom you interviewed a couple years ago, I believe, a tremendous female solo artist who's done Christmas songs. I'm Sorry being probably her most famous non-Christmas song, so... That's sung by many people, but her version is the big one. So I thought I would give you an extra credit. Hopefully you can interview another person. Not Mariah Carey, please. Don't interview her, because I don't want to hear that song ever again. But maybe you can interview someone else who's sung a famous Christmas song. You've done Dr. Elmo, Gail Peavy. So you've done quite well.
Bobby Lewis. Chubby Checker.
Yeah. Many people.
Sammy Kershaw.
Again. Yeah, just please.
Debbie Boone?
Ray Stevens. Please, no, don't interview Mariah Carey.
No, come on, Adam, it's Christmas. Sing us a little Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Bum, 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 bum. Even with the sound effects, how about that?
That was good. You enjoy the music in the studio?
The singing I like, but again, sometimes I take the lyrics and change them to something you can't say on the radio. But that song is G-rated, and it's happy. And I love Brenda Lee. Great, and she was a great interview. So that one I will certainly provide a smiley face to.
Are you enjoying the Christmas music in the background?
I'm enjoying it about as much as... I'll have to think of an analogy that I could say on the radio, but...
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, Adam.
As long as you don't play that horrible Mariah Carey song, I'm pretty amenable.
All I want for Christmas is you.
All I want for Christmas, Sean, is to take that record and burn it.
Yeah. Well, that's very Christmassy, Adam. I don't know.
We should have a Mariah Carey "All I Want for Christmas is You" throwing contest. I would win that one because I'd be so aggravated. I would throw that record like a frisbee. It would end up in Findlay, Ohio.
But you know,
that's how far we go.
But you know what? She's really popular with that song, though.
Yeah. Well, it's huge. I think. Bing Crosby's up there in heaven becoming very jealous. I think he's been unseated as the singer of the most popular Christmas song.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I'm not a fan of either song.
Yeah.
But you're not a fan of Christmas altogether. I love Brenda Lee. What great, great singer. So, but in general, it just depends upon the song. I like the novelty songs. The Dr. Elmo interview was great. That's a good tune.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We possibly could have a mystery guest at noon today.
Yeah, possibly. Well, happy Festivus, guys. Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. And let's make 2022 times as good as 2020.
All right. Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, Adam can't win, so we can't enter him in the competition. No. All right. So that's the song he doesn't like, Mariah Carey. I don't think there's a whole lot he does like with Christmas. I think he was traumatized. See, I like that song. She does a really good job of singing that song. People seem to like the song. Yeah. That one and the other new one is Last Christmas. They play that a lot, too. Yeah. I think we've got all the questions. Let's move on to two new questions here. Okay. In the movie It's a Wonderful Life, what happened every time a bell rang? There's a nice, easy one. In the movie It's a Wonderful Life, what happened every time a bell rang? And the other question, what words follow Silent Night in the song? Silent Night, and then what are the next two words in that song? 740-383-9944. Sean Crafton Studio here. Carolyn Heimlich providing the background music on this Christmas Eve edition of the Scott Spears Now program. Go ahead, caller.
All the angels enjoy a slice of fruitcake.
Well, now, who? That was good.
I know. And a high five.
How's it going out there on Christmas morning? Christmas Eve morning?
Well, it's going pretty good because I'm at home.
Oh, I heard that our news report is letting us know that Marion Area Transit is not running today.
Yeah, in case you guys haven't figured it out, Sarah's at home with her feet propped up drinking eggnog.
Now, you enjoying the music?
Loving it. I love Christmas carols. You want to know why?
Why is that?
There's no pressure there. They don't cost a dime.
That is true. You got it right. So, do you have the answer to one of these? Because we're giving away a fruitcake today.
Oh, say that. An angel gets its wings.
An angel gets its wings. All right, put Sarah in there. She's got it right.
Where were they at in the movie when that quote was being said?
That's at the very end.
Okay.
I interviewed little Zuzu. She's the one who says it.
I want to tell you a funny little story. I worked at Whirlpool for many years, and I worked with a lady whose granddaughter had that name, and it was because of that movie.
Zuzu?
Yes.
What did they call her at school?
Who knows?
Double Z?
I don't know, but isn't that cool?
That's not bad. I like it.
Yeah, Zuzu. I'll guarantee she was the only one in her class.
Absolutely. Well, Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas to you.
Bye-bye. All right. Yes, it was an angel got his wings in the movie It's a Wonderful Life. That's what happens when a bell rings. All right. What words follow Silent Night in that song? In the song Silent Night, what are the next two words? I guess we'll throw another question out here. Which Hollywood actor played six different roles in the Polar Express? How about that?
I don't think I've ever seen that holiday movie.
I haven't either.
Never saw the Polar Express. Which holiday actor played six different roles in the Polar Express? 740-383-9944. As you celebrate Christmas Eve around your household, Carolyn Heimlich on the piano, Scott Spears and Sean Kraft in studio. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Houston.
Hello. I felt like Larry King there for a second. You know, Larry King departed us in 2021.
Did he ever get his head frozen?
No, he didn't freeze anything. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that would be Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. I've never seen the Polar Express.
I've seen it maybe twice.
You know who was originally up for the lead in that movie, don't you?
No, I have no idea.
Alastair Sims.
No.
No, he about had the part, and then, you know, Tom Hanks, Oscar winner, came in and whipped him out of it.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. You got it. Thanks, Scott.
All right.
All right, Scott's in again. He wants that fruitcake. He wants those zoo tickets. The question, what words follow Silent Night in the song Silent Night? It goes, Silent Night. And then there's two other words. What are those words? All right, here's another question for you out there in listener land. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, what was the first name of Scrooge? What was Scrooge's first name? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. What was Scrooge's first name? And what two words follow Silent Night in the song Silent Night? 740-383-9944. The prize, as we draw it later on, will be an authentic old Claxton fruitcake. And they certainly are old.
You know what we
Whoa, that was the fruitcake going down there.
Play football with that thing.
Absolutely. Go ahead, caller.
Isn't it Silent Night, Holy Night?
Silent Night, Holy Night. You have got it.
Holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel. Holy cow. Holy Toledo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Mary in again.
Mary in again.
Mary in again. Mary wants that fruitcake. You know, they had trouble finding fruitcakes this season.
Yes, what I heard.
Can't imagine how that would happen.
And what else was it? The stuff that you was trying to find? Cranberry sauce?
Well, cranberry sauce did come back, though, for Christmas. Thank goodness. Oh, he likes a fruitcake. They're hard to find. These fruitcakes are very, very hard to find. I don't know what happened this year. The Civitan Club is going to have to maybe order more fruitcakes. All right. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, what is the first name of Scrooge? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. Well, here's a good one. Which country did eggnog come from? Which country did eggnog come from? Now, stores are having a run on this today. Eggnog. 740-383-9944. Now, our friendly bus driver, who's not driving the bus today, Sarah, says she's out there with her feet propped up, and she's having eggnog this morning. Does she know what country that eggnog is from? All right. Those are the questions in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. What was the first name of Scrooge? And what country did eggnog come from?
See, I like the cinnamon eggnog.
Well, eggnog is a very traditional drink, I guess. But I think a lot of people consider it a dessert as well. I like eggnog. I've always liked eggnog.
Yeah, I like to dip like cookies in it or...
Now, I wouldn't want to have a whole lot of it. It's a very heavy drink, but not bad. Not bad. I've had plenty of worse drinks than eggnog. Here we are, Christmas Eve morning, 2021, here on WWGH Radio, where the G stands for Season's Greetings. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Phyllis, how are you?
We're making fudge.
We're still into it this morning.
Yes, Larry, he does all the stirring and everything. All I do is bring it to a boil, make sure it's right.
Well, I tell you, it will definitely be on display at the Christmas party at my house tonight.
Okay, it's Ebenezer Scrooge.
Ebenezer Scrooge, you have got it right,
yeah.
Phyllis. Well, hey, thank you. I know this year was... How's the shoulder coming?
It's my elbow.
Oh, it's the elbow?
Yes. I'm doing good. It was my right arm, of course, and I'm right-handed. So I'm doing therapy and I'm doing good.
Good.
So doesn't hurt. Don't put our name in for a drawing. Just let somebody else have it.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks, Phyllis.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Phyllis, our really chef culinary wizard when it comes to...
I can't wait to try it.
Oh, peanut butter fudge, very good, and it'll be out tonight. And the... I always forget what the Christmas trail mix is called. I forget it every year, but it's good. It's very good. White chocolate involved.
Do you like the dessert dirt?
Dirt.
I guess, is that what they call it, dirt? I guess it's like... You like look at me.
Well, I wouldn't want to eat dirt.
No, I mean, I think what I mean. Somebody can ask me. I think it's Oreos and them and they mix together.
I think. You mean like dirt pudding?
Is that what it's called? I don't know.
I think there's something called dirt pudding.
With Oreos and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't know. Is that Christmas?
I don't know. I imagine it could be because Oreos are a Christmas cookie.
Well, I've always thought eating fruitcakes is like eating dirt. So there you go.
You know what that was the other night? Concrete. When I.
It's very hard. I mean, that's banging the fruitcake there on the table.
It has an awful aftertaste on it. I don't know what it was.
Well, I think it's got an awful starting taste. Starting taste, middle taste, and aftertaste.
You forced me to eat that night.
Yeah, not me.
You said.
It was that lady from the Civitan Club. Not me. 740-383-9944, 48 minutes past the hour here, Christmas Eve morning on WWGH Radio. Carolyn Heimlich providing the Christmas music in the background, which is great. Hope you're enjoying that. And we've got the trivia questions here this morning. Which country did eggnog come from? Sarah, you're out there drinking the eggnog and you don't know this? She must be deep in the eggnog. Which real life...
Bind it up a little bit.
Which real life person... is Santa Claus based on? Now, we kind of gave the answer to that earlier, but we'll do it again. Which real-life person is Santa Claus based on? 740-383-9944. So you've got which country did eggnog come from, and which real-life person is Santa Claus based on? 740-383-9944. As all the kids wake up this morning, no school today, they're getting ready to get their milk and cookies together tonight for Santa Claus, as tonight will be the night. This is the day before the day.
Night before Christmas, all through the night.
You know, I've always appreciated Christmas Eve more than Christmas Day. Christmas Day, to me, is sort of anticlimactic.
Why? Because it's all over with?
Well, it's just all over. And when it's all over, then the music stops, and people's attitude really kind of dulls out
unless,
a little bit.
Unless you live in Santa Claus, Indiana.
Well, I still would like to take a trip there sometime to see how exactly happy those people are. I really don't know if they're really that happy all year round. Because to be honest with you, if I walked out and saw Christmas decorations in, like, April, I'm not sure I would like that.
Really?
Not really.
Christmas is my favorite holiday.
Yeah, but see, I think that's one of the problems we're delving in, is that when you see it all the time, it gets old.
I like the lights. The lights give me... I like the blinking light.
Well, that's your autism.
He was going to go to that level.
Well, they about kept you at Recreation Unlimited when I took you down there.
But you didn't like that bubble machine, though, really, seriously?
Not really. I mean, it was okay to look at for a minute.
It was cool looking. You could touch your finger and move the bubbles around.
Oh, my. What fun. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Well, these must be two hard questions. I think we might have stumped the audience on these. What country does eggnog come from? And which real-life person is Santa Claus based on? Those are the two questions here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
I got to set a good talk.
What's that? Oh, sounds like the phone. I think that person just got electrocuted. It sounds like our friend, whoever was listening there, just got electrocuted.
He says, all I heard was, I got static, I can't talk.
Well, there certainly was static. I hope they're still alive wherever they are. Merry Christmas. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Santa Claus is based on St. Nicholas.
St. Nicholas, you got it. And he was a Christian bishop, by the way. Did you know that?
Yep.
Oh, you did? Well, that's very good. All right, we got you in again, Scott. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Scott's in again.
Well, Scott's got a lot in there.
He's angling for this fruitcake, to be sure. And then we have a caller somewhere who the last thing they heard in their life was the sound of my voice saying, go ahead, caller, and then they were electrocuted. By like Christmas lights or what. I don't know what was going on there. All right, does anybody know what country eggnog is from? What country is eggnog? That's not really a Christmas Eve moment that you want to remember.
No.
The time the person was electrocuted on the phone. What country is eggnog from? Does anybody know? Here's another one for you. What did Frosty the Snowman do when a magic hat was placed on his head? What did Frosty the Snowman do when a plastic hat was based on his head?
Hope he didn't get fried.
You know, we haven't heard our friend from earlier who thought that baby Jesus was born in Jerusalem.
Yeah, what happened there?
I don't know. I must have ran him off.
You ran him off?
Well, I thought everybody knew that baby Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I mean, how far is Bethlehem and how far are they from each other?
You know, I don't really know.
It could have been close.
Maybe just neighbors or something.
Yeah.
Hard to tell. Let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say Frosty danced around.
He did dance around. You have got it right. Judy Summers in. Thank you, Judy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Judy Summers in the competition here. He began to dance around. All right. Well, we got a question here that's been out here for a while. What country did eggnog come from? Does anybody know that? What country did eggnog come from? Now, here's a question that's got an Ohio tie to it. What is Ralphie's little brother's name in the movie A Christmas Story? A Christmas Story house is up in Cleveland. What is Ralphie's little brother's name in A Christmas Story? 740-383-9944. I bet they're busy today.
Yeah.
Cleveland. See, that gives a bad taste in my mouth because that's where WTAM Geraldo is. And heaven, day 100 today. Can you believe that?
I think we're going to have to take a trip up there.
And what? Ring his neck?
Well, we're just going to go up there with Ted Williams.
Oh, to take a trip up there with Golden Voice?
Yeah.
Now, what do you think Golden Voice and he would do if they met up face to face?
I don't know. I mean, I think Golden Voice would tell him.
You think there could be a tussle?
It could be.
There could be a tussle. All right, let's go to the phones here on WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Ralphie's little brother's name is Randy.
Randy, you've got it. Now, have you ever been up to the house in Cleveland?
No, I haven't, but I'd like to.
Oh, you'll have to get up there. Hey, what's your name, sir?
Ryan.
Ryan. Well, I'm glad you're out there listening. Do you listen often to the station?
I do.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You having a good Christmas Eve morning?
Great Christmas Eve morning. I heard you guys talking about that earlier. I think it's got a feel of Christmas Eve.
Well, I'm glad to hear. And you're enjoying the music.
Definitely.
Perfect. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. What did Ryan say? I my earpiece fell out there. I couldn't hear his... I felt like a person with a hearing aid. My earpiece fell out.
Earpiece fell out?
I didn't hear what he said. I just agreed. Yeah. What did he say?
He says you're not very good.
No, he didn't. What did he say? I said, are you having a good Christmas Eve morning? And what did he say?
He said yes. Oh. He said you're enjoying the music.
Oh, good, because I couldn't hear.
Yeah.
My earpiece fell out there.
Yeah.
That's... I felt like the guy who got
He likes listening to the radio station.
Oh, good. I felt like that guy who got electrocuted when he called in a few minutes ago. All right. Which country does eggnog come from? Does anybody know that? Which country does eggnog come from? Still don't have that one in. What are you supposed to do when you're this is simple. What are you supposed to do when you find yourself under the mistletoe? You don't see a lot of mistletoe anymore.
You're supposed to French kiss a girl.
We gave the answer.
Oh, is that
you didn't realize this was a...
No, is that the true answer?
No.
Oh.
No, that's not the right answer.
Oh, well, yeah.
What? Now, why is that French?
Huh?
Why do they call that a French kiss?
Why do they call it French? Well, because normally people...
Is that what they do in France?
Well, I mean, a lot of people like the kiss, and that's what French kiss is.
Yeah, but, I mean, what do they do in England? England doesn't like the... I don't like the French very much.
No, they just kiss on the cheek.
Oh,
that's
all right.
They just do, you know, like the touchy cheeks.
Does anybody know which country eggnog came from? That's what we want to know. Or what do you do when you find yourself under the mistletoe? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Sean Kraft in studio here. Carolyn Heimlich providing the background music on this Christmas Eve, 2021. 202. 1-800-221. Hey, it's a wonderful time, the Christmas time, every year. What do you do when you're under the mistletoe? And where did eggnog come from? What country did eggnog come from? Two hard questions here. 740-383-9944. Now, when we do the drawing, we're going to give away some tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which does run through January the 2nd, and also some fruitcake. Oh, boy, God bless you. And don't forget, I want to remind everybody again that Epworth Methodist Church is having their dinner tonight, Christmas Eve dinner, 4 to 5:30 p.m., and it is takeout this year. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say the mistletoe kiss.
Now, not French kiss, right?
No.
No, 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 not French kiss. Judy Summers is in again with Kiss Under the Mistletoe. So what happened with the basement there, Judy?
It flooded several years ago, and I've had a little problem with it, so I'm trying to get it straightened out.
Straightened out. Well, hey, keep on listening, Judy. Glad to have you out there.
Okay.
All right, Judy Summers out there. All right, we still don't know what country eggnog is from.
France.
Sarah must have dozed off.
It's France.
Out there. Sarah drinking her eggnog and not calling
Sarah,
in.
Sarah, give us a call. Give us a ring.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yes.
Which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot? That's a thinker. Which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot? 740-383-9944. What country did eggnog come from? Carolyn Heimlich in the background here, providing the Christmas music for the next about an hour and 5 minutes. And Sean Kraft in studio this morning, having a lot of fun. I'm checking here. We got a message from one of our listeners. Oh, this is... I about said the name wrong this morning. Daniel, who said he's upset because the Farmer's Almanac woman predicted the weather wrong for the... well, I didn't do it.
Oh, you just brought it up.
Listen to Adam's two-minute weather report. You'll get all filled in on what's going on with the weather here at WWGH Radio. All right. What country did eggnog come from? Nobody knows this one. And which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot? Now, you would have to say all the reindeer name to probably come up with that one. 740-383-9944. Now, I wonder if our friend who was electrocuted might know this one. Maybe if he was still with us, he would be able to answer. No, Kevin. See, I keep calling him Daniel. It's Kevin,
Kevin.
Who was upset about the weather.
I mean, nobody knows about the weather, really. I mean, the weather changes on the dime anyway.
I'm not Big Jim Ganahl.
Well, even the weather people don't even get it right.
Go ahead, caller.
Vixen sounds good to me.
Now, what holiday is Vixen?
No, it's the reindeer.
That is true.
Mascot.
Yeah, not Vixen, but a good guess. Not Vixen. Now, the question is, which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot? Has the same name as another holiday mascot, or what country is eggnog from? 740-383-9944. Going to do the drawing here this morning. We'll be on through 1 o'clock. We've got a old-fashioned Claxton fruitcake. Whoa, boy. What a prize to win. And some tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which run through January the 2nd. Do want to remind you that Epworth Church is having their Christmas Eve dinner tonight from 4 to 5:30 p.m. It is takeout this year. And on that note, Sean Kraft in studio, Carolyn Heimlich providing the background music for a whole nother hour. We're going to break here for... up on the housetop, I hear. We're going to break here for 15 minutes and come back with Carolyn, Sean, and a whole bunch of Christmas cheer and trivia questions. Don't change that fruitcake.
I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.